My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Congressman Lee Terry. He represents the Cornhusker State's 2nd Congressional District and is a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is one of a number of committees on the House side that has some jurisdiction over the president's new health care law. Mr. Terry is also the House sponsor of H.R. 3362, the Exchange Information Disclosure Act. And in layman's terms, what the bill is after is making sure that the administration reveals important information about the number of people who are being enrolled, the number of unique visitors to the healthcare.gov website, a number of new accounts, as well as perhaps tracking down what the type of people are who are signing up for these. Are we getting a lot of young, healthy people? Are we getting a lot of older and less healthy people? And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's an honor again.
That was a thumbnail sketch. What motivated you to sponsor this legislation?
Well, Kathleen Sebelius motivated me. She was in front of our committee, and I asked her for information, and she said no. Just blunt as that, no. Now, they have started to, on their own decision, to publish how many people have accessed the exchange. But that's fairly meaningless data. What we need to know, this is based on what state insurance commissioners want as data. This is what they would require if it weren't Obamacare and a federal law. This is what they require of policies sold within their states, and they want to know what policies, who has signed up for what policy. So not just entering, okay, we've had 9 million people that have gained access through the exchange. Well, how many of them actually got a policy? We don't know that. What policies did they get? We don't know that. So those are two very important pieces of information that every state insurance commissioner needs to know. The other part about this is the data. What type of people are signing up? And as you mentioned in your opening statement, one of the most important demographics is age, because this scheme of Obamacare collapses if young people aren't signing up. So we need to know if young people are signing up. What's the demographic, and how many of the people signing up are actually going into Medicaid versus a policy? So all we're saying is this is simple, necessary information that insurance commissioners require in their states to determine fiscal soundness and safety of insurance policies, but Obamacare does not demand that data be shared. And our insurance commissioners are going crazy, and they also don't know who's selling the insurance. They don't know who the navigators are either. Simple data. You would think that an administration that is all about transparency would be in favor of this bill, but the Democrats are lined up against this because they don't want the people to know the data, the real story.
Couple of follow-up questions here, Congressman. What's the current law on healthcare information being disclosed in this type of way? Obviously, most people have, you know, the protections through HIPAA and other ways, but is there any sort of law that the government must divulge a certain amount of information about the enrollees and so forth, or is this just being made up as it goes along?
There is nothing in the president's healthcare bill that requires that Health and Human Services share any of this necessary data. Even though if this was not a federal program, the insurance companies would have to provide that information by law to the states. Now, keep in mind, this isn't personally identifiable information. It isn't associated to a name. It's just a person signed up for this policy, and they are this age. We don't know names. It's not personally identifiable information.
What type of information do you think is possible for the HHS to give you? Would it be something that they'd have to give you weekly or bi-monthly, or is it something that you could probably check in real time if they were forced to?
They could actually do it in real time if they wanted to. All I'm requiring is at least once a week, at the end of the week, they have to make the information accessible. So we're not even saying you have to send this to the Nebraska Insurance Commission. We just are saying you have to make this information available to them.
Congressman, you mentioned that Democrats, you believe, have political motivation for not supporting this legislation. On the record, what's their reason for not doing so?
Well, there's two things. I think one is that they've circled the wagons around Obamacare, and they do not want there to be any signs of weakness, whether it's weaknesses of Obamacare or their enthusiastic defense of Obamacare. And the other is they're trying to get a new narrative out there that the Republicans, they're just going to spend 100% of their time and they're just obsessed with Obamacare. Yeah, we do want to repeal it. We do think it's going to be bad for the patients, bad for the people, and bad for our country. But this is one of those things that's just simply transparency. And it's the same data that would have to be done if it weren't done by the United States government.
Even if it were to pass the House and Senate and somehow survive what may be a presidential veto, do you think this administration would honor it? I mean, there's obviously been a lot of tweaking of the existing law. What do you think they would do with yours?
It's a great question, and I'm going to be blunt. I have no confidence that Harry Reid is going to allow a bill like this on the Senate floor. So even though it's going to pass the House of Representatives, I don't think it'll be brought up in the Senate. But it is disturbing to me that the Democrats are the ones that have pounded their chest about transparency and letting everything be seen and sunshine. And then the one opportunity they get to provide sunshine and allow people to know exactly what's going on, are young people signing up? We don't know that, and they're not going to let us know that. Why are they against transparency now?
Assuming this doesn't pass the Senate, how do you get answers to these questions?
Frankly, the only option we have to get the data would be to continue to subpoena Kathleen Sebelius in and have her ask her the questions directly, but just like she did with me when I asked for the information of how many enrollees, and she just told me no. That was at a hearing, and so she can continue to do that.
Last topic, you mentioned it in your first answer, but talk a little bit more about how your legislation would deal with the navigators and making sure they're encouraging people to be honest about their financial information and so forth.
Well, the navigators are an important part of this process. And just like insurance brokers, when they were able to sit down with a consumer and go through the pros and cons of a policy, that's what navigators do now. And they're unlicensed, and most of them have no experience in health care, let alone being able to go through the nuances of a policy. But yet those are the ones that are empowered under this bill to, in essence, sell you a policy. And the Health and Human Services has published the names of those entities that have gotten grants, but they've refused to release the names of the individuals that are out in the communities knocking on doors and trying to sign people up. In the state of Nebraska, as if any other state, you aren't allowed to be an unlicensed broker of insurance like these folks are.
Congressman, a lot of different aspects to this bill. We look forward to the debate on the House floor Friday and seeing where it goes, assuming it does pass the House here at the end of the week. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for letting me on.
Absolutely. Nebraska Republican Congressman Lee Terry represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.